Merry Christmas and Happy New Year's. Good to see all of you here this morning. Hope it was a special time with family and also treasuring God's greatest gift, the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. And we're really, we're given one more glance to see what Jesus means for us today in this little passage from Luke chapter 2. Dear friends, today's passage from Luke chapter 2 gives us something that's, it gives us two things. One thing that's kind of unsettling, it's going to throw us off. And it also gives us one thing that is very comforting that we really need to hear. What's unsettling here about Luke chapter 2, verses 40 through 52? Well, Jesus is in the temple. This little passage here is the ending of the Christmas story. Luke chapter 3 transitions to Jesus at 30 plus years of age. This is the only passage in the entire Bible written during Jesus' time and even a generation after Jesus' time that mentions Jesus as a boy. He's 12 years old and in the temple. What's so unsettling about this passage? Jesus is teaching and he's confusing and confounding and perplexing everyone hearing his teaching. As he's in the temple in verse 47, if you take a look, the translation that I read said that those who didn't know him, who have never met Jesus before, they came away amazed at Jesus is the word. And we may think that's a positive word, but amazed isn't always positive in the Gospels. It oftentimes means awed and awed, but not really. It's not really a statement of understanding or getting it. Those who didn't know him here in verse 47 were the scholars of the day in Jerusalem. These would have been the smarty pants of the religious authority. They knew everything about the Old Testament scriptures, and Jesus was confusing them, confounding. Another translation puts it, perplexed. Let's jump down to verse 50 if you take a look at the text there. Or if you want to take it home and take a look, those that are online, you can check it out too. In verse 50, it gives details about those who knew him very well. They had been with him for 12 years. And it says that they also didn't understand him. Those who knew him well, of course, in this text, it's referring to his mother Mary and also to his father Joseph, is what this is saying. So what does that tell us this morning as we sit here this morning? That those who didn't know him were confused by him, and those who really did know him well, his parents were also confused and perplexed by what he was saying and what he was teaching. Isn't that kind of unsettling this morning to hear that? It may be a wee bit comforting, though, because isn't it true that sometimes we're unsettled ourselves with what God says, what Jesus asks us to do as his followers? What is comforting here in this passage? What just relaxes us? Well, it's this. That those very people that were confused about Jesus, Jesus committed himself completely to them. This passage describes the moment in which Jesus was 12 years old, which was, by the way, 12 years old was a really important year in the age of a Jewish boy during Jesus' day. In fact, the most important year, you could say, in the lifetime of any person was actually a 12-year-old male during Jesus' day. Why do I say that? This was the year of great instruction. At age 13, that was when a boy took on full adult responsibilities, financially, emotionally, spiritually, you name it. They were off on their own at age 13. So at age 12, this was when they were instructed in all sorts of matters. That's the background of this text. Father Joseph is taking Jesus to Jerusalem to teach him all sorts of things about religion. So they're there in the temple. Father Joseph is telling him all sorts of things about his vocation and career, carpentry. You know, to just put it into terms for today, can you imagine 1 year of life having driver's ed training, having rigorous confirmation, having a college all wrapped up into 1 year, and having your internship for whatever you're going to do for a year, all those things wrapped into 1 year? That's what happened for a 12-year-old in Jesus' day. Joseph is instructing him on who he is, where he comes from. Joseph is telling the son Jesus what he's going to do in his life, be a carpenter. They're walking around Jerusalem. And in the midst of this, God the Father speaks to Jesus. Now, it doesn't say this. I'm filling in the gaps here. God the Father speaks to Jesus and says, "You are my son. I have a mission for you." Jesus understood that he had a father, a heavenly father. Now, seldom in the Old Testament is God ever described with these terms. Never is he. It's too personal. In fact, in the Old Testament, God is never spoken of as a father. You're not going to find it. Jesus knew who his father was, and he knew what his mission would be in life. The amazing thing of this passage is this. Jesus didn't stay in his father's house, didn't stay in the temple. He left. And verse 51 tells us he went down to Nazareth and he obeyed and put himself in submission to his parents. That's amazing news. The God of all is with even those that were confused by him. So also as God is with us. That gives us great comfort. So unsettled and also very comforted. Both those themes are in Luke chapter 2, 40 through 52. And as I think about those two things, I have to say that I think that also describes many of us in our faith journey with God. Unsettled, I would say that's true. Sometimes we get to a point where God doesn't do what we expect God to do. God is supposed to bring peace and harmony throughout the world. And what do we read about? We don't see peace. We see discord and disharmony. We expect God to bring justice into the world. And what do we see? We see those that are wicked prosper, and those who do right are not treated well. Doesn't make sense. It makes us unsettled. We expect God to bring stability into the world. And if we're seeing anything, we're seeing that the world around us is very fragile. This is unsettling to us. But there's also great comfort as well. Jesus, the Son of God. Jesus, who right now, we'll say it in the Nicene Creed today, is at the right hand of the Father. Jesus, who has all authority in heaven and earth, has made a choice. His choice is to be with us. He's here today in his body and blood. We'll celebrate today his real presence and his promises that he will be with us to the very end of the age. And so we live in this time kind of unsettled, but very, very comforted, for God is with us.